Hello there, listeners. I'm David Saunders, and you are listening to Insert Question Here, a podcast from University Radio Nottingham, where I pose questions to our panel, which are really the answers, and they give me the answers, which are really the questions. On this week's show, the radio equivalent of a slap in the face, Ollie Samuels.
Wagwan.
What language is that this time? Horse riding, nose breaking, record breaking, voiceover acting. You've heard her in eHarmony adverts. It's Hattie Hughes.
I hate you.
And the girl whose name sounds most like a sneeze, it's Ella Wiedrinska.
Dzień dobry.
Nice. So, we start off this week with people and places, Blue Wedge, and the answer is monks.
Who have the shiniest heads in all of the universe?
No, this is another one of those multiple choice questions, the answers to which were monks, monkeys, or monarchs.
Which will you not find in a zoo or a castle?
You're on the right lines of where would you find them?
Me.
No, where would you find? That's the gist of the question.
Most likely to be found up a Himalayan mountain.
No, but you're getting closer. Much like those climbing up said Himalayan mountain.
It'll be to do with who live in an abbey or abbot.
So close.
Monastery?
There we go. Who lives in monasteries? Your next answer is Axel F's. Again, it's belonging to them. I don't know why they phrase the questions like this. It's
weird. This is going to be to do with Crazy Frog.
It is to do with Crazy Frog.
That's all I've got.
Who wrote Crazy Frog?
Which tune was reused as Crazy Frog?
To be honest, that's about it. I'll give you guys that. Split it between you. Whose Crazy Frog ringtone beat Coldplay to the top of the charts? I don't think that's a kid's question. That's hard.
Although, when we all listened to Crazy Frog, we were kids.
That's
yes,
true.
That is also true, yeah.
Yeah, but did we know it was Axel F?
I did, but then I'm kind of sad.
I did when you mentioned it.
It rang
a
bell.
Do any of you remember the gummy bear one? That was bizarre.
This is a rabbit hole I don't want to go down.
Back in the good old days with Saunders.
What gummy bear?
Early days of YouTube, more like.
You haven't seen the gummy bear, I will show you it afterwards.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is a dangerous road to go down. The next one, Yellow Wedge, wear it. And the options are eat it, wear it, or drink out of it.
What's the best thing to do with a t-shirt?
No, but it is what's to do with something.
What should you not do with spaghetti?
Drink out of it.
Yes.
How do you drink out of spaghetti?
With great difficulty.
You could put a capillary tube down the middle of a spaghetti.
Thus spake the scientist.
See, I'm an art student. I'm all with the crazy ideas.
No, but you are also interested in classics, and it goes down that road.
That was not something I was expecting.
Is it what was rejected in the new version of Bop It?
Worthy. That's worth it.
God.
What would an ancient Roman do
with a toga?
With his toga. That's right.
That question. So many possible answers to that.
Your next answer, Brown Wedge, Tweedledum.
He's the other half.
Look at Ollie.
What was that? Who's the other half of Tweedledum?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Tweedledees.
Yeah, who had a twin brother called Tweedledee?
Would it have been ironic if I got them mixed up?
Yes. the green wedge, and the answer, fittingly, is green.
What colour is this wedge?
No, but it is what colour is.
But it could be anything. It could be what colour is David's jumper. Because that is currently green.
I mean, it is.
What colour is the purest green, my liege?
What was that?
That was Blackadder. If no one has... How have you not seen Blackadder?
I've seen Blackadder.
You
I don't remember that.
You haven't seen the gummy bear? Like,
sheltered.
What colour was the gummy bear in the gummy bear song?
It was
green.
Is it?
It was green.
What colour is grass?
No, but it is a herb.
What is the only colour you do not see the queen wearing?
That is true.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is really true. You've blown my mind.
I've blown my mind.
I've never seen her wearing something like pink.
She like always
British.
Wears like
no,
baby,
red.
She always wears like baby pink. And like
yeah,
baby
she does.
I was watching an
Olympics,
interview.
Yeah.
I saw an interview where like one of the stylists for the Queen, because apparently she needs stylists, saying, oh yeah, the Queen hates wearing pastel colours. Like, have you seen what she wears?
She does look a bit like a crayon box if you put all her pictures by.
I'll be honest, I don't think the Queen really cares what she wears. Like, it looks nice, whatever she... Like, no one is going to say to the Queen, yeah, you don't look nice in this. Not without risk of their head. Yeah, exactly.
Honestly,
not without risk of their head being chopped off.
I think the Daily Mail... Can you imagine if she came out looking horrific? The Daily Mail would have a field day. I reckon that she does.
Libel! Yay! So it's what colour
what
is...
What colour is something green?
Yes.
What colour is mint?
No, getting closer.
Parsley.
Hey, there we go.
You're kidding.
What colour is parsley?
Wow.
Kids may not know what parsley is.
I'm basically psychic. I think that's what that's proved.
Yeah, that was a very good guess.
Well, there are a lot of green herbs.
Chives.
But I went for parsley
but
first.
But parsley was the right one.
Your next answer, Paris.
Where do I want to live? That's not funny, but it's true.
Do you want to wear a red beret?
That was actually the rejected name for this podcast.
What, where do I want to live?
No, that's it's not funny, but it's true.
I also want that on a t-shirt, that'd be awesome. But anyway.
What is my cat called? That's also not funny, but it's also true.
You named your cat Paris.
My sister named my cat Paris. Well, the story behind this is we were in Paris and we decided to get cats. And my sister was very keen to name it Lamppost.
But surely that's more appropriate
for
a dog.
Such a good...
Yeah, but my mum and dad weren't so keen on lampposts. They said, so how about Paris? And then my sister was like, yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
I think I'd probably name my cat Dog.
You renegade.
I always feel that if, so particularly with dogs, you should name them something that you're going to have to yell out. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah, you don't want to name out something.
Or you. Yeah.
So what is Paris then?
Capital of France.
No, not that.
No, but it is.
Where is
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's not funny, but it's true.
Where is the Eiffel Tower?
No. What happened in 2005?
Lots of things.
But that involved Paris.
I did not go
and
to
involved,
Paris.
And involved London.
I have no clue.
This is a children's question.
This is a children's question. But it's about something that was given in 2005 and that happened in 2012.
The
Olympics. Do you know
Olympics?
What? I've heard of asking.
Yes. Take it, they're gone.
Oh.
There was something Olympic-based in 2005 in this country, in this city.
No, it was a gift. France gave Britain a gift.
Is it
no.
As if, like, it was announced in Paris that
no,
London
No, it was announced
was
in Manila. But what was Paris in comparison to London?
Oh, it was competing for the
yes.
London 2012.
Yeah, go on, I'll give you that. Which city's bid for the 2012 Olympics came second to London's?
This is a child's quiz.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we should change the question to what is Ollie's cat's called, because...
Yeah, I completely concur.
Are you just, yeah, are you going to scribble? Are you going to scribble on the card? I'm giving you the card now. So, at the end of that show, the winner is Ella. Congratulations,
yes.
Ella. Your special prize today is a piece of skimpy clothing from an American musician.
Now, Ollie looks so jealous right now.
He's trying to figure out what it is, I reckon.
I can't get there.
It's Kanye's vest.
Vests aren't that skimpy.
They can be.
I don't know what kind of vest you're wearing, David.
And on that, we will leave you. Tune in next time to hear more from our panel. That was Insert Question here. See you next time.